the content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And on today's edition, we're going to start out with the three amphitheaters in the Raleigh area. And at this time, we're going to go with what's coming up at Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh over the coming weeks. Thursday, June 7th, it is Khalid and the Roxy Tour. Thursday, June 14th, the Revivalists. Friday, June 15th, Paramore. Saturday, June 16th, Arctic Monkeys. Tuesday, June 19th, Dropkick Murphys and Flogging Molly. Saturday, June 23rd, Band Together featuring Walk the Moon. Friday, June 29th, Revolution. And on Independence Day, Wednesday, July 4th, at Red Hat Amphitheater, Bare Naked Ladies. Switching gears to Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway, Wednesday, June 6th, it's Marcus Anderson. Saturday, June 9th, Summerfest 2018. As a matter of fact, the next four are all part of Summerfest. The Blind Boys of Alabama on June 9th. June 16th, Saturday, Classics Under the Stars. June 23rd, Summer Nights in Spain. And Saturday, June 30th, Glenn Miller to Gershwin, Jump, Jive, and Swing. And then on July 4th, which is a Wednesday, Booth Amphitheater's 4th of July celebration, and it is a free event. There you have Movies by Moonlight. It's back for another season. It is sponsored by WakeMed Cary Hospital. Here are some of the upcoming dates. Friday, June 8th, it's Wonder Woman. Friday, June 15th, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. Friday, June 22nd, Despicable Me. June 29th, Paddington 2. And then July 13th, Star Wars, The Last Jedi. And then Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Saturday, June 9th, it is Dead and Company. Thursday, June 14th, Styx, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and Tesla. June 16th, Saturday, Rascal Flatts, Dan and Shay, and Carly Pierce. Thursday, June 28th, Luke Bryan, John Pardee, and Morgan Whalen. June 29th, a Friday, Leonard Skinner. And let me see. Tuesday, July 3rd, Foreigner and Whitesnake. And then on Thursday, July 5th, Imagine Dragons. And a couple of the local clubs. Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Friday, June 8th, the Monster Energy Outbreak Tour presents Take It Personal with Sifa Sounds. That's at 7:30. Saturday, June 9th, Reckless Kelly at 9. Wednesday, June 13th, Rufus Du Sol at 8. Thursday, June 14th, Roosevelt Collier Trio, Music of Jimi Hendrix. That starts at 10:30. Saturday, June 16th, The Breakfast Club with Corvette Summer. That's a 70s rock and roll, and that starts at 9. Wednesday, June 20th, it's Red Knot Chili Peppers with Matt Iyerband. That's at 8. Friday, June 22nd, David Allan Coe with Aaron Hamm and Big River Band and Moonshine. That all starts at 8. June 28th, a Thursday, Creative Nation presents Money, Power, Respect Tour. And that starts at 8. Friday, June 29th, Chad Prather at 7. Saturday, June 30th, Yacht Rock Review. That starts at 8:30. And Friday, July 6th, The Steel Woods. And that starts at 9. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9 unless noted. Wednesday, June 6th, Three Sound and Unica Prong. Thursday, June 7th, local band Local Beer, Casey and the Comrades, and The Right Avenue. Friday, June 8th, Better Off Dead and Fireside Collective. Saturday, June 9th, Triangle Psych Fest. That starts at 3. Two events on Sunday, June 10th. Sunday Fun Day and Bloody Mary Bar with Balcon Brothers. That starts at 2. And then Jesse Dayton and Thomas Wynn and the Believers at 8:30. Tuesday, June 12th, Holy Wave. Wednesday, June 13th, Kunka, Ava Jacob. That's probably Kuninka. Let me spell it. K-U-I-N-K-A. Then Avi Jacob and Matt Southern. That starts at 8:30. Thursday, June 14th, local band Local Beer, Sea Breeze Diner, OCNS, and Jenks. Friday, June 15th, Urban Soil with the Freeway Revival. Saturday, the 16th, Zach Mexico, The Tills, and Pie Face Girls. Sunday, June 17th, Little Bird and the Rise Brothers, 7:30. Then Monday, June 18th, Middle Kids and Duncan Fellows. And that show starts at 8:30. Then at the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, most shows start at 8 unless noted. Okay, Thursday, June 7th, Tash Soldana. Saturday, June 9th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Rumors at 7. Monday, June 11th, Lamb of God. Saturday, June 16th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents On the Border. That's a 7 o'clock show. Friday, June 22nd, Biz Markey, 80s versus 90s, and that starts at 7. Saturday, June 23rd, let's start that one again. Saturday, June 23rd, Thunder from Down Under. Monday, July 2nd, Live Nation presents Puya, the 5-5 Tour. And we want to remind you about the Dreamville Festival. North Carolina's own Jay Cole, who grew up in Fayetteville, will hold a music festival in Raleigh this fall. The Dreamville Festival, which will feature local music, culture, food, and art, will be held at Dorothea Dix Park on September 15th. The multi-stage festival will include a mix of up-and-comers and national acts. The full lineup is expected to be released a little later. Organizers are expecting to make this an annual festival. There are VIP packages, which includes perks like early festival entry, premium viewing areas, access to a VIP bar and a restroom. And the Art of Cool Festival, it is in September as well. They've announced its lineup for the 5th Annual Music Festival, along with some other changes. Art of Cool is moving from spring to the weekend of September 28th and 29th with Durham Bulls Athletic Park as the main venue. This year's headline acts include rapper Nas, singer Erykah Badu, violinist Damian Escobar, British jazz group Sons of Kemet, Ayman Omari, and the DJ Sango. And once again, that's the weekend of September 28 and 29. Okay, Holly Springs Cultural Center. All events start at 7:30 unless noted. Friday, June 8th, it's Runyon's Funyuns. The Summer at the Springs Outdoor Concert Series is back for another season. First up on this year's schedule, the Runyon's Funyuns. They cover 5 decades of hit music. It's an evening of high-energy party music at Summer at the Springs, and that's from 7 to 9. Friday, June 22nd, the Will McBride Group Openers for ZZ Top, Styx, Aaron Neville, Sixpence, None the Richer. Music by the Will McBride Group is original, with an intelligence of melody and composition found in jazz, but still suitable for mainstream radio. And this is their seventh appearance at the Summer at the Springs concert series. Again, that's from 7 to 9. Friday, July 13th, Summer at the Springs, Holly Springs Community Band, 7 to 9. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, July 19th through the 21st, Mama Won't Fly. An outrageously hilarious race against the clock begins when Savannah Sprunt Fairchild Honeycutt agrees to get her feisty mother all the way from Alabama to California in time for her brother's wedding. Savannah's problem? Mama won't fly. Then Friday, July 27th, Holly Springs Cultural Center, Funk and Disorder. The members of the band come from North Carolina, New York City, Italy, and Washington, D.C., having played professionally for years. Rock, R&B, electronic music, funk, hip-hop, reggae, country, blues. The guys bring all this and more with a fresh and original sound. Again, a Summer at the Springs event from 7 to 9. All right, the lineup for the coming few weekends at Goodnight's Comedy Club. June 7th through the 9th, it's Brian Callen. He's an actor, comic, and podcaster, currently in the middle of his fourth season as Coach Miller on ABC's Goldbergs. June 14th, it's Haley Boyle. Haley's been funny like a dude since 1979, whatever that means. A rising star on the New York comedy circuit after her transplant from Fairbanks, Alaska. June 15 and 16, he's back, Dave Attell, named one of the 25 funniest people in America by Entertainment Weekly magazine. June 21st through the 23rd, Preacher Lawson, one of the most likable animated characters you'll ever see perform. Lawson has been bringing his brand of goofy, high-energy comedy to the stage since he was 17, as seen on his run to the finals on the 12th season of NBC's America's Got Talent. Preacher's clean, energetic style will keep you on your toes and, more importantly, laughing. Then July 5 through 8, it's Tony Rock. A comedian, actor, writer, and producer, Tony is a man of many talents. The younger brother of Chris Rock, Tony is a bona fide comedy star in his own right, with credits ranging from the box office hit Think Like a Man to the BET favorite Real Husbands of Hollywood to his own Comedy Central Presents special. Keep in mind, all shows are 18-plus rated, unless noted. Okay, PNC Arena tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office. All Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000, or online at thepncarena.com. Okay, Saturday, June 9th, the ultimate night of love and laughter. Thursday, June 14th, Hot Rod Power Tour. That starts at 9 a.m. Friday, June 22nd, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill's Soul to Soul Tour. Ticket prices range from $65.50 to $115.50. Saturday, July 28th, Panic at the Disco. Wednesday through Sunday, August 15th through the 19th, Cirque du Soleil, their Crystal Show. Tuesday, October 23rd, Elevation Worship, Hallelujah Here Below. January 6th, Justin Timberlake, Man of Woods Tour. January 28th, Metallica, World Wired Tour. And March 12th, Elton John, Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Okay, at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road, The Friday, June 8th appearance of First Aid Kit is sold out. You always check and see if they have a waiting list. Of course, some people don't make the shows. Saturday, June 16th, Shovels and Rope. Saturday, June 23rd, another sold-out show, Mandolin Orange. Thursday, July 12th, Lake Street Dive. July 14th through the 17th, Dana Rutenberg Dance Group. Several performances, tickets purchased through Duke University box office. Then Saturday, July 28th, an evening with the Mavericks. All right, concerts at Durham Central Park are rain or shine, all ages, free and open to the public. They're on Fridays from 6 until 8. June 8th is Gabriel Garzon Montano. June 15th, Laura Reed. June 17th, Project 919 Band. June 22nd, Aztec Sun. June 29th, Valerie June and Kamara Thomas. And July 6th, Mabies and Pappies and Gemini. Duke University's Music in the Gardens, back for another summer. All six concerts are held at Sarah P. Duke Gardens on Wednesdays, and they all start at 7. June 13th, it's Dory Freeman. Freeman makes country music for the modern South, raised in the traditional music hub of Galax, Virginia, where thousands of string band enthusiasts have gathered every summer for nearly a century. Freeman grew up playing in the family band at her father's frame shop. She still tames those old tunes, framing their complicated feelings with her lucid, emphatic voice. June 20th, Lydia Lovelace. With a sound that Rolling Stone describes as an aching, lusty set of twang and sneer wrapped in electric guitar swagger. That's June 20th, Lydia Lovelace. This is, again, all at Duke University's Music in the Gardens. June 27th, it's the Sadies. Without doubt or qualification, the Sadies are one of this continent's greatest extant rock and roll bands, just as they have been for the last quarter century. And then on July 11th, I like saying this one just because of... I had to take lessons, I think. Diali Sisoko and Kiraba. That's July 11th, Duke University Music in the Gardens. All right, let's move on to the 28 North Carolina music festivals around the state. And let me see here. Did I mess something up? We're going to start off with the free local music events around the area instead. Weaver Street Markets. The Carrboro and Hillsboro locations host Jazz Brunch every Sunday, 11 to 1. Also on Sundays, the Southern Village location of Weaver Street Markets hosts its Sunday concert series on the Green, 6 to 8. And then every Thursday, the Carrboro location hosts After Hours from 6 to 8. And the Southern Village location hosts Friday After Hours each week on the patio from 5 to 7. Fridays on the Front Porch is back. It's held each week through October 13th from 5 to 8 at Carolina Inn. No cover charge or reservations required. Freight Train Blues Concert Series in Carrboro takes place on Fridays 6:30 to 8:30 at Carrboro Town Commons on Main Street. Meadowmount Music Series in Chapel Hill. The concerts are held in the Village or at the gazebo. The shows in the Village take place the first Friday of the month, May through October at 6, and the two shows at the gazebo on Saturdays at 6:30. Bynum Front Porch Music Series, weekly concert in Pittsburgh that takes place Fridays from 7 to 9 through August 31st. It's free to attend. However, donations of $5 to $10 are encouraged. The live music series at Pittsburgh's Roost Beer Garden. This series is at Farrington Village Thursdays through Sundays. The times are usually 5 to 8 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then 3 to 6 on Sunday. Music on the Main at the Streets of South Point. This is a free music series Saturdays from 6 to 9 through September 29th. Takes place at Cinema Circle. Rock the Part movie and concert series takes place June through August at various Durham parks. Once a month, a concert takes place at a Durham park, and once a month, there's a movie. Friday night on White Street, this free music series takes place the second Friday of each month through September, starting at 6 p.m. along South White Street in Wake Forest. Live in the District and Acoustic Nights in the District, both in Morrisville at Village Marketplace. The Live in the District series is held Thursdays through June 7th from 6 to 8. The Acoustic Nights in the District series is held Fridays and Saturdays, June 15th through October 20th, from 6 to 9. Also in Morrisville, Music in the Park concert series at Indian Creek Park on the third Thursday of the month. Free to the public, bring a chair, blanket, and picnic basket for a relaxing evening. Concerts start at 6:30. And then Saturdays in Saxapaha. Concerts are held at River Mill Village on Saturdays through August 25th. The Farmers Market is open from 5 to 8, and live music takes place from 6 until 8. The concert series is free. All right, the rundown for audio-described performances. Just a few on the list. Sunday, June 17th, Don't Dress for Dinner. This is Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Wednesday, June 27th, Oliver. This is Justice Theater Project, Umstead Park United Church of Christ on Brownlee Drive in Raleigh. This is at 3. And Saturday, July 28th, on the audio-described performance list, Newsies. This is at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2 o'clock. Moving back to Durham, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street. Programs start at 8, unless noted. Sunday, June 10th, Empower Dance Annual Recital, Durham Renaissance Part 2. Saturday, June 16th, 4th Annual National Blind Idol Semifinal Competition. The singing competition is a yearly event celebrating musical talents of individuals who are visually impaired. Contestants from all over the country compete in the semifinals in hopes of moving on to the finals held in Winston-Salem. Tickets are $20 for a Mardi Gras-themed reception from 4 to 6, and then the curtain goes up on the competition at 6 o'clock. Sunday, June 17th, it's Nick Swardson, Too Many Smells 2018 Tour. The road to success has been a steady climb for Swardson, who found success by writing Malibu's Most Wanted for Warner Brothers and by featuring in the hit Comedy Central series Reno 911. Tickets are $39.50, and the show starts at 7:30. Wednesday, June 2nd at Carolina Theater, Michael Che. He's been named one of Rolling Stone's 50th funny people. BuzzFeed calls him one of the 50 hottest men in comedy. And Variety listed him as a top 10 comic to watch. Michael Che, of course, leaving his mark on the leading media landscape. Of course, he's one of the co-anchors of Saturday Night Live's iconic Weekend Update. Tickets for Che's show are $25 and $35. Friday and Saturday, July 13 and 14, Wondrous Women. This is a presentation by the American Dance Festival. Five talented female choreographers present an evening of glorious solo dance. Tickets range from $29 to $50.50. The curtain goes up at 8 on Friday, 7 on Saturday. DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center, Wednesday, June 6th, Joe Biden, American Promise Tour. Saturday, June 9th, Get the Let Out. DPAC will again host events from the 2018 American Dance Festival on Saturday and Sunday, June 16 and 17. It's Shenwei Dance Arts. Thursday through Saturday, the June 21st through the 23rd, Palobolas. Tuesday and Wednesday, June 26 and 27, Paula Daler Dance Company. And Tuesday, July 3rd, L.E.V., Sharon Eyal and Guy Bahar. Sunday, June 24th, DPAC, Pod Tours America. Saturday, June 30th, Michael and Darren Criss, actors and musicians, they're on their first ever co-headlining tour, and the duo will hit the stage together and solo, performing songs from Broadway, Glee, and other original songs from their recent solo albums. Sunday, July 1st, Impractical Jokers, starring The Tenderloins. Saturday, July 7th, it's Bring It Live. In 2016, the Elite World of Hip Hop Majorette competition was brought to the main stage for the first time with an incomparable energy that took the country by storm. Audiences across the nation were enamored by the fierce, original, high-octane performances that inspired fans of all ages and left them clamoring for more. Tuesday, July 10th at DPAC, it's Jill Scott, three-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, New York Times best-selling poet, and critically acclaimed actress. There are only a few titles held by Jill Scott. The platinum-selling triple threat began her career collaborating with a bunch of musical icons. And that'll do it this week. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.